It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. A detective in training with the Hartford, Connecticut Police Force spotted a stolen car on Friday. He boxed it in, then had to chase down the suspect. All the while, he was wearing a bow tie and tap dancing shoes.
Yeah, nice. Click, 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 click.
And apparently, it's just part of his personal style. He and his coworkers call him the tap dancer, the tap officer. So, yeah, clickety click. Can you imagine that? He doesn't even really tap dance. He just likes to dress like that.
So. I put a pair of you know what? You put a pair of taps on. Oh, you feel like you can dance.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound good, but you feel like you can do it. And you walk a different way. It's like, oh, right. Smooth. This is great. So
that
I can
doesn't
see.
Get annoying.
No, not at all. No, if you're running down the street, too, they're slick, too. They can be slick. So, oh, my God, who is this? Oh,
the
man.
The guy caught him.
Jeez.
Yeah. Boy, I'm sure this has happened more often than not. A guy from Minnesota was in our town just last week.
Yeah.
Placed a crazy $100 parlay bet while he was blacked out drunk.
Oh, jeez.
Three sheets.
Oh, man.
He woke up later, didn't even remember placing the bet, found out he won $26,000.
I can't win anything sober. And this guy's, you know, slumped over it. Oh, man.
$26,000. Would that help you?
Oh, yeah, very much. Very
Boy,
much.
Boy, that would help me.
That would take care of a lot, just a ton of things.
For anybody listening.
That's it.
That has an extra 25 grand.
Yeah, I'll take the 25. You want to round it down? That's fine.
If you're
that's
going,
fine.
What should I do with my money?
I think that would help us. I think that would take care of just everything for a while. And yeah. Some things for good.
Yeah.
Really, pay those credit cards off, uh-huh. And there you go.
Done. That's all I need.
Man alive. Well, this guy, Mike Clifton, New Jersey, he's a dentist. He's making some headlines. He did a nice Easter display. Wayne is his name. He decorated the front lawn of his dental office with Playboy bunny mannequins. Oh. They're wearing sexy lingerie, bunny ears.
Must be different back east.
It must be. They're holding Easter baskets, though.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Do they have a bonnet on or something?
Does it really matter? They got bunny ears. Yeah, I got a bonnet on. If that's what you want to call it, mister. Okay. They're calling Wayne Hugh Hefner now because of that. Dr. Oh. Hef. Yeah, so... That's clever. It's very, very clever.
So when he sees patients, kids. Does he have a smoking jacket on?
He should. He really yeah, should. Right? Yeah. Okay. I like that. Kids, they're still bunnies. Don't worry about it. Bunnies don't lay eggs anyhow, so it's okay. Hey, and a man from China. Boy, here's sweet revenge. His barber shaved his head. And that's not the haircut he wanted.
Oh.
So guess what he did? He wrestled his barber to the ground and shaved his head. So there. There
wow.
You go. And he didn't have to fight him much because the barber said, I sat still because I didn't want to be hurt.
Yeah, you don't want to cut him. I don't want to get caught.
No, exactly. He was arrested. But, I mean, and I don't, you know, I'm not advocating that, but that's sweet revenge right there, you know? You going to do this to me?
Yeah.
Guess what? Give me the clippers.
Wow.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Everyone was kung fu fighting. It is Tuesday. It's your other news.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.